This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. WHQR's MC Ernie Gallery holds an opening reception for two artists, Mary Zio and Anne Trombetta. The opening reception is Friday, September 22nd. The exhibit closes with a closing reception on Friday, October 27th. I spoke with Anne about how her art is developing now that she has more free time. Tell me about your inspiration to begin painting.
I was a teacher for quite a few years in New Jersey. And when I ended that chapter in my life, I moved here to North Carolina. And it's the first time I've ever lived near the beach. And I spent the first few months doing crossword puzzles and things like that. And then I took a class at the Cameron with Kyra Van Sickle, and it just went from there. I've taken workshops all over. I've been to New York, to Florida. I have the time now. So I paint every day. I really enjoy it. I used to wonder how someone could practice the piano for 6 or 8 hours a day. To me, that would be torture. But now I can paint 6 or 8 hours a day.
So you can understand how you could get lost.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In that.
Yeah. In fact, sometimes I have to stop because my studio's in my house and my husband's in my house and I don't want to ignore him completely.
One of the things that is in your work is your back painting with black.
Yes. Yes, I call this blackboard series. I started that maybe 6 months ago, where I would take the entire canvas and paint black, flat black, and then paint over it with the color, with oils. And I found it really liberating because the black automatically, it just changes the style. It's not like I even have to work at it. It adds a whole new element. And you let little tiny pieces of black show in between the bits of color. And it has a dynamic look to it. I really like it. And I'm continuing. In fact, I've tried one painting in this show where I painted the whole background red. But I think I do prefer the black.
A lot of your work, and maybe all of it, is outdoor scenes and then growing things like plants and vegetables. And
yes, it is all outdoors. I wanted my theme for this show to be color and outdoors. This Wilmington area, I mean, not only do we have the ocean, but the gardens here, the landscaping, it's just incredible. It's the trees, those trees in early gardens, I mean, and the Spanish moss, it's, you know, it's like a smorgasbord to paint. It really is.
And also, I noticed you have a piece, I think just one collage.
Yes. Well, I started in collage. Collage I've always been comfortable with. And when I was an art teacher, it was my favorite thing to do with kids. It's very liberating because you're not trying for perfect realism. It forces you to be more creative. And give up on perfection. I do some collage, but this is my oil painting stage of life. I have to work towards loosening up. And I find the longer I paint, the looser I get. And even I can tell how I hold a paintbrush. When I'm holding the paintbrush by the end, and I have a lot of space between me and the canvas, and it feels almost musical, like you're directing an orchestra, then I know I'm in that zone. Sometimes it takes a few hours during any given day to get into that zone, but that's when I'm happiest with the outcome.
That was artist Anne Trombetta. Her work, along with the work of Mary Zio, hangs in WHQR's MC Ernie Gallery in the exhibit titled Array of Color. The opening reception is Friday, the 22nd of September. The closing reception is Friday, October 27th. Find details at WHQR.org.